go from level 4 to level 5? Oh, such deep question you ask me. Only God knows. All this author knows is that to love God and meditate and dedicate one's life to truth, love, and light is all we can do until eternity takes over. If we are ready to lose our mermaid tails and become one with the sea, well, then it will be so. As mentioned, we cannot know while we are still experiencing some duality. Only God in us knows, and it will be done if we are ready. Yes, of course we desire liberation, freedom from the mire, but now we only want it to help others be free. Attainment is not what it was about anymore. Now it's all about freedom. We have tasted a little of what real freedom is at level 3 and definitely at level 4. And now we want liberation. What do we do now? All we can do is love light, God, eternity, whatever you choose to call God, with all of our hearts and help others along the way by becoming brighter every day through mindfulness, kind acts, creating strong bodies and meditation. Did I mention meditation? I did. You sure? Meditation. There is no one who can explain what enlightenment is, except, of course, an enlightened soul. And they may say, it cannot possibly be understood here in this three-dimensional world you call home. For those of us who have studied for many, many years, we may think we understand it. But if so, we are only allowing our trickster minds to play tricks on us and may even tell us we are masters and have already arrived. I have traveled the world since 1989, since when I first had my first illumination after my car accident. And I looked for enlightened teachers everywhere and I met so many who said that they were enlightened and that they were masters. And I just didn't feel it. I loved them and I loved some of their teachings. But when I finally did stand in front of true enlightenment, whoa, you don't have a doubt. You feel it. You see it. It is intense. It's beautiful. Then you never have a doubt. So if you have a doubt, you're either really, really clogged if you are standing in front of enlightenment or the person's not enlightened. But we're not here to judge whether they are enlightened or not. We're just explaining these different levels in this conversation. It doesn't matter if you have a teacher who is really helping you and they're at a high level and they're coming from love, with true love for you, and you know that. Well, take what teachings you can and what light that they're willing to share to help you and enjoy that experience. It's very, very, very beautiful. This is what I love. I love, you know, we can never understand with our intellect anything really. Understanding of enlightenment will be a conceptual idea, as enlightenment resides in worlds that are way beyond our conceptual knowledge or ego. So let's talk about Lord Buddha. Let's allow Lord Buddha's teaching to help us a little to explain why it cannot be explained. Buddha explained to his disciples that enlightenment cannot be explained. He made it very clear to them through his discourses on the Dharma. Enlightenment can be attained only through an individual's practice of meditation, and that all of the explanations and rituals that are often associated with self-discovery will not lead a person to true enlightenment. He made it abundantly clear that enlightenment can be experienced only through the actual practice of meditation. He said, the more we understand enlightenment, the less we really know it. We see when in an enlightened being's presence, gold light emanating, and we feel such exquisite love that we simply know we are literally standing in front of God consciousness. As I said before, if we are still too clogged, we may not see or feel a thing, but something will have shifted for even the sleepiest sleepwalker. Awake ones no longer live in human consciousness. Yes, they have a human vehicle, but you know that 24/7 they are God reflecting and beaming light source. So let's look into what we have been taught from true enlightened teachers as to what they actually experience during the transition period. It has been said that the cells of the person who is transitioning into full God consciousness are being changed and infused with light. This can be painful, as this light is no light that can be experienced on the earth plane of consciousness. So the person literally, after this period of transmission, so to speak, has cells of light, which is why they radiate gold and explains, well, sort of, why some can disappear and appear again wherever they choose. I have been taught that it can take some many, many months of integrating themselves into both worlds after enlightenment has been achieved. Often they require someone to dress and feed them until they are ready to live as God consciousness in both worlds, if they are on the path of the teaching path. Although they now live in so many dimensions and worlds as the ones see. Now, some enlightened beings do just sit in a cave, so to speak, and just bring that light out to the world. And they are helping keep this world from being overcome with darkness. Not all enlightened beings are teachers. So they will have someone just look after them while they just stay in that place of enlightenment and don't have to live in both worlds. But when you have to live in both worlds and you know it's your path to teach, well, that's why the body must be strong. Now, this can also happen to some degree with the cells changing during level 4. As we have such deep light and spiritual experiences, we can lose ourselves in the light and may not be even able to speak at certain times, let alone drive. So we do require some help in assimilating to both worlds at level 4 as we come in and out. But this must be nothing in comparison to what is experienced during the transition to enlightenment. Some enlightened saints do not teach per se, as I said. They are in nirvikalpa samadhi most of the time, and they have to have people feed them and look after them because their bodies just can't be experienced. I was talking about Sri Ramakrishna earlier, and this is one of my deep loves and teachers, Sri Ramakrishna. I highly recommend getting Sri Ramakrishna and his disciples and just read what he said. It's just amazing, amazing, amazing love. You feel it. Getting back to the book. When first reading Sri Ramakrishna's words, I was literally, overcome with joy and love, completely overcome. I had to choose times eventually when I could read his teachings, as I knew when I did, I would be good for nothing else for the rest of the day. Sri Ramakrishna went into nirvikalpa samadhi at the drop of a hat. Actually, he was probably in it 24/7. He had to be looked after and have someone with him at all times so that he would not hurt himself, as he could only in these experiences be in gold light. He couldn't see any of the Maya. You see why we have to have strong bodies and minds, as even at level 4, the light is so intense we have to learn how to ground ourselves. Sri Ramakrishna was a teacher, and I really truly believe from his esoteric teachings that came to me, he was born an avatar. I don't feel he was ever here before. He's such a high being, such a beautiful, beautiful being. Now, some souls have decided to come back in a particular time in history, as light was needed to wake people up from so much darkness. These beings come and teach many things right here and right now in 2008, including how to become very successful in our careers so that we can then have the freedom required to live fully. You don't even know if these people are level 4s or level 5s half the time, though level 5s are very, very rare not to miss, but sometimes people miss them too. And they don't understand, because this person's teaching about career and how to create money, who this actual being is who's teaching it. Because money does hold certain power to gift us freedom and to help others. When we read an enlightened teacher's truth, we feel it within our very being. We reach a certain level of awareness where we just feel and know that this person is one with God. It does not matter whether we see anything. If we are feeling, it's beautiful. It is a knowing that divinity wrote those words, or perhaps is standing right in front of us at the post office in the form of a small child, or at the front of an event in a seminar in a hotel room. Now we have come, my beautiful, beautiful brothers and sisters, my beautiful friends, we have come, and I am going to congratulate you right now. Congratulations for listening to this. you are going to listen to this again. I feel if you came this far, you're going to allow yourself to just get into this over and over again. We've come to the end of this particular conversation. However, for you and for me, it's always a new beginning. We are all souls. We are beautiful, luminous souls experiencing this amazing, beautiful world. We may have been talking about the mire and delusion, but it's still beautiful. It's all God. It's all eternity. It's all beautiful. So whatever needs to be done to help the souls and our own soul is being done. And we can always trust that. We can. It has been a great honor to have this time together. I wish you boundless joy on your path, overflowing with an increase of peace, light, blessings, and abundance. Nirvana is waiting.
I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world. I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world. I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world. Just myself. I am one with the whole world.